I'm here with Serena, a developer on the SQL Server team. Thanks for joining us, Serena.
I'm a test.
Oh, tester. Yeah. Oh, okay, I thought you said developer. That's cool. Okay, easy. So I'm here. So I'm here with Serena, a tester on the SQL Server team. Thanks for joining us, Serena.
No problem. Hi.
So SQL Server 2008, what features did you work on?
So I worked in a small feature because I just joined the SQL Server team, and I work in a feature called Squim, which allows us to understand how our customer uses our features and then making further decisions for the releases.
Squim, so is that an acronym for something?
Yes.
That's cool. So what sort of activities can you track that users are using, and how does it work? Is it when you install SQL and it asks you if you want to provide feedback? Is it
exactly
that little checkbox?
Exactly. So if customer wants to send us information on how they use SQL, they will check this feedback box.
Uh-huh.
And we will start collecting information on, for example, if they use user-defined types or any kind of features in that SQL Server has. So people in the SQL Server can actually understand what features are being used, what features are not used at all, and so we can decide, okay, maybe from next release we should add more functionality for these particular features, or we should maybe improve other area or make these other features that are not as used as others to be like maybe more documented or more explained, or maybe sending messages to our customer to explain how to what are the advantages of other features that are not so used by them.
Sure. So is it just when they install the product and they turn on features, or is it actually collecting some information as they're using the features? So is it sending information to Microsoft regularly, or how's that all work?
Once a day, it will run some SQL queries and collects information on how the features are being used by the customer. And once a day, all those information will be sent to us.
Okay.
And then, like, people, PMs or PAMs or even us, even tester, can go and query the database where all this information is stored and understand what customers are using.
Okay. So I know that checkbox. I am not sure whether to check it or whether to uncheck it. Like, can you explain a little more, like, what maybe the performance implications of having that checked are, and then what sort of like personal type of information is or isn't collected?
Okay, so there is no personal information collected at all because this is against privacy. We cannot collect any kind of personal information stored in the database.
Right.
It's just like we collect information like the user is using some particular function or some particular feature, not any particular personal data. And then, like, of course, when the Squim is running, it's gonna take some resources from the customer computer, but like, if Squim is made in a way that if it's running more than 10 minutes, SQL Server will kill the process Squim.
Okay.
So it's not gonna impact too much on the customer
performance of their system.
Exactly.
Yeah. So does Squim only run once a day then?
Once
so you're
a
saying
day.
It like
just
it pulls from logs that SQL Server's already storing locally, and then
like
Squim will then once a day run and pull from those logs and send information, or
like the way it retrieves information is like Squim contains a series of the SQL queries inside Squim.
Okay.
So when Squim runs, it will take this list of queries, the SQL queries, and run against the SQL Server, and these queries are made to understand what the customer is using. For example, if the customer, how many indexes are cluster indexes the customer is using in how many tables, and so on.
Cool. So does it show like database size so we can get a feel for what the typical storage sizes of a database?
You can get as well, like, some
of
the information is like number of rows, number of columns, the size of the database, and so on. So it's just once a day, Squim runs, contains a list of queries that PMs did it before, just to understand queries that are like in particular interest of PMs to understand the way customers are using our
the whole product. Sure. Yeah. So what's the testing like? So you're a tester on the product. So mm-hmm. what do you actually do? Do you file bugs or do you?
I do. So for Scream, I was trying to find any bugs, I wrote tests that trying to do the same things that the okay, for Scream is different because it's not like you're trying to do writing a test that represents something that the customer would do,
right.
Because the customer is not using Scream directly. But like I was trying to understand how, trying to find the misuse or failures on the way we implemented Scream.
So what types of things, like what did your tests look like? Is it something you could automate or?
No, they're all automated.
Sure.
Because we need, of course, it's, you don't want to run manually every time there is a new build.
Right.
And you just want to make sure that it's any changes made by any other people in this SQL server didn't damage SQL Scream, you know?
Sure.
So, of course, they are all automated. And it's, for example, there were some functional tests, which I run for each query inside Scream. I make sure that the results are correct.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I created a database and which contains some tables, some indexes, and so on, and see in running the queries if the results obtained was correct or not.
Sure.
And so on.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So you're new to the SQL team, huh?
I am totally new to the SQL team.
And what do you think so far? Are people treating you well? Are you?
They're amazing. Seriously, join SQL Server.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just great.
Yeah, and this morning we were in the ship room for the actual mm-hmm. sign-off, so must feel good to have that out the door.
Yeah, it's good. It's good because one release is done and we can focus on the next one and new features. It's good.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you.